It is called a full court press, an all-out administration effort to get key legislation approved by Congress. On Tuesday, Vice President Joe Biden issued a strongly worded statement warning of grave consequences for U.S. national security if the New START Accord is not ratified. The next day, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton underscored the point in a corridor near the floor of the U.S. Senate.
It is, to me, essential that we bring this before the Senate. For anyone to think that we can postpone it or we can avoid it is, I'm afraid, vastly underestimating the continuing threat that is posed to our country.
Under the New START Treaty, U.S. and Russian nuclear arsenals would be reduced by as much as a third. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Democrat John Kerry of Massachusetts, highlighted the treaty's benefits and the dangers posed by the status quo.
Here we have a treaty that for the first time provides additional ability to count warheads on both sides. Here we have a treaty that allows us to have a spot random inspection to find out what the other side is doing. But for 1 year now, we have had no inspections, no American boots on the ground in Russia able to protect American interests.
But some Senate Republicans are less than enthusiastic about the treaty. John Kyle of Arizona issued a statement Tuesday saying that the Senate's busy schedule does not permit full consideration of the treaty before the new Congress convenes in January. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, says he favors arms control, but that he has concerns about New START.
I think it would be good to have a treaty, but one thing that we have to understand is this treaty cannot infringe on the ability of the United States to deploy missile defense systems that we think are vital to our national security or our allies. There's some language in the treaty that creates doubt in members' minds. The second hurdle is modernization. Many Republicans, like myself, believe we would be better off with a treaty than without, only if we modernize our nuclear deterrent force.
The Obama administration has signaled it intends to increase an $80 billion plan to upgrade and modernize America's nuclear infrastructure. One of the few Republicans to support ratification of New START is Indiana Senator Richard Lugar, who says he too supports nuclear modernization. But he adds that the United States can act to improve nuclear security by ratifying the treaty.
This is very serious. 13,300 nuclear warheads aimed at us, our cities, our military installations, everything we have. 13,300. Any one of those warheads could obliterate the city of Indianapolis.
The U.S. Constitution mandates that treaties be negotiated by the executive branch and ratified by the Senate. Most analysts say ratification will be more challenging come January when the Democrat Senate majority will be greatly reduced. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capitol.